Ozzy Osbourne got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day in 2002.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
The title track of Diary of a Madman was inspired by a classical guitar riff Randy Rhoads was messing around with. Here's Ozzy.
Randy and I were living in an apartment in Kensington, London, and he started to have these classical guitar lessons, and he was giving this classical scale. I said to Randy, that would make a really interesting beginning for a song. He said, what? So I'd been out of my mind and some substance, and I was crashed out on the couch, and I heard this piece of music. And I'd woken up when he was coming to the end of it, and it was just this one section. Well, I didn't know what the hell he was playing, you know, so I'm screaming through the windows, watch me die another day. It sort of came from there.
Out of his mind on substance. That sounds like Ozzy. On this day, 45 years ago, Bob Seger released Live Bullet, one of the best live albums ever. It was recorded in his hometown at Detroit's Cobo Hall, 1975. It was the first time he was billed as Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Yeah, I mean, you know the songs from that album. Kathmandu, Get Out of Denver, and of course, Turn the Page. That came from that album. Here's Bob Seger.
Live Bullet was very exciting, fun to do. We started the Silver Bullet Band in October of 73, and basically we played 200, 250 nights a year right up until September of 75 when we recorded Live Bullet. So it was basically just that show that we'd played for 2 years. So it was just very exciting and very heavy. Yeah, a lot of people love that record. They used to tell me they loved to drive long distances, listen to it. They'd end up going 80 or 90, though.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.